Now, we're currently standing inside the memorial. Could you walk us through and tell us about the different parts and pieces?
Yeah, sure. The theme of the project that was established by the competition team was acknowledge the tragedy, consider the legacy lest we forget. And we established this project called the Ark of Return based on this kind of triangulation of marble panels. And this triangulation was essentially inspired by the maps of the triangular slave trade. And we felt that this three-part geometry and this three-part theme was something that could really deal with establishing a concept that deals with slavery in the past, the present, and the future. So the map is made out of two stones, white marble, as well as kind of like a gray marble. And we have inscribed in the map these three triangular patterns. And these three triangular patterns describe the slave routes from specific locations in West Africa and throughout Africa to South America, to the Caribbean and Central America, and to North America. And we also have inscribed in the map these points. And these points that you're looking at are reflective of 66 major locations of transshipment points where African people were taken from the continent to the New World. So this map is supposed to really help us to acknowledge the impact, acknowledge the tragedy, but the scale of the impact of this global slave trade and how it really helped to transform the world.
And I see under here it says acknowledge the tragedy. So this is really the pinpointing.
The first element that you're actually going to see through this window, this triangular window. Basically, the idea is that you'll see this white marble ship or vessel, the Ark of Return, on the plaza, and then you'll be able to see through this triangle and then see this map. And once you come through, you're supposed to pass through this entrance over here, this triangular entrance, and then begin sequentially to kind of experience the three levels of the project.
So if we take one step further, here we see inscribed, consider the legacy, with the body of, I guess, a young man or woman?
Yes, this is the second element within the Ark of Return. It is what we call the Trinity figure, and it's meant to represent the bodies, or I should say the spirit of the men, women, and children lost during the transatlantic slave trade, and specifically also related to the Middle Passage aspect of it, where a lot of people had to suffer in very confined quarters. And the reason why it kind of seems like it's androgynous, that it's meant to represent those three elements, both men, women, and children. You're not really supposed to kind of tell. And it has essentially three distinct black Zimbabwe granite elements, the exposed leg, the hand, and the face, that's draped in this kind of like a cloth, right, that's carved out of marble. And it has an outreached hand that's meant to kind of like, you know, reach out to people that are coming in through this triangular entrance over here. It features a tear that is supposed to come out of the face, and that tear is supposed to wash down the side of the face, and then sets up the third element in the project, which is essentially a kind of lest we forget waterfall.
Here we're looking, it almost looks like two ships with the image of people's bodies facing different directions. So what exactly does this represent?
Well, another thing that was very striking when we were doing our research was the drawings of actual slave ships. And we found many different drawings that depicted cross sections of these slave vessels and how they were very systematic in trying to pack in as many human beings as they possibly could within the very confined quarters. So we felt that, you know, that experience was something that needed to be visually described and for people to get almost like a sense of how limited the amount of space was for the people that actually suffered these journeys for many, many months, oftentimes out at sea. You know, that extreme hardship is something that we felt needed to be communicated in the project. They lost at least 15% or more of the cargo on a typical slave journey.
And so the last section of the memorial is Lest We Forget, that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Water will come out of here?
Yes, like we spoke about, the first water element is essentially the tear. And once the tear comes out of the face of the Trinity statue, that'll start to generate the flow of water from the third element, which is the Lest We Forget, the water feature from a waterfall that cascades down into two reflecting pools. The one in front of us is going to be here, and the one behind us over here, which are triangular in shape. And the idea is that this piece of the monument is really kind of looking forward and projecting into the future. So it's outside of the interior of the space, and it's really about dealing with our current conditions of contemporary slavery and how that actually is something that we need to be fighting today and many people are not aware of. So it's about acknowledging that condition and thinking about future generations and educating future generations so that this tragedy doesn't happen in the mm-hmm. future. So that's a way it's kind of like pointing the way forward mm-hmm. for us after you've been able to pass through. So this is the third element that we've introduced into the project.
What's the importance of the UN's remembrance program for the victims of slavery?
I think that it's a very critical component to this because to the degree that we can begin to use this memorial as an extension of an educational process, we now have an opportunity now to be able to globally educate people in a place like the UN and be able to get the word out for future generations. And I think that having that remembrance program is a critical piece of this. This education needs to go on.
Mm-hmm. Now, March 25th is also the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. It's also the day that this monument will be unveiled to the public. How do you expect to feel when the cover comes off and your design is unveiled to the world?
Very excited and very relieved. But I think that for me, it's when after the unveiling, when I see, like, let's say groups of like young people, school children coming through the monument and hopefully being able to be educated by a teacher or somebody else about the history. And I think that those are the moments that actually I find even that much more satisfying. The ongoing education that actually brings me like an ongoing joy as well.
Had you worked on similar projects before?
This is like a second time I've worked on a project that's related to this theme. I'm the designer of the African Burial Ground National Monument, which is a memorial that is in Lower Manhattan commemorating a burial ground of the 18th century slaves that were buried in Lower Manhattan over a period of about over 100 years. So this is similar in a lot of ways in terms of the theme and also some of the experiences that we've had building this project.